Okay, it's September 2nd, 1988, and we have with us Penelope Ray, and I took your photograph, and I'm using it for my book called Attic, and along with 50 other attics that I photographed, and one side I'm going to have your print, and the other side I'm going to have a page about you. And what I'd like you to do is tell me about your life, growing up, what happened, your spiritual path today, something that you think is unique and important about you, or bizarre, or something that might help another addict find hope. First of all, what's your name?
Penny.
Penny. Sure. Penny. You want to say your full name?
Penny Ray.
Penny Ray. And where were you born?
I was born in Kent, England.
Kent, England. When were you born?
April 11th, 1963.
April 11th, 1963. And what's your permanent address?
I live in Los Angeles now.
But what's the address?
1184 Myra.
Is there a zip code? Hollywood,
90029.
Hollywood, California. And, okay, why don't you just start with your, whatever you think's important about your childhood, your upbringing, and the direction it took, and then your direction you're going today. So just feel relaxed, talk about whatever you want. It's going to be edited. There's nothing new that's going to be added. Just, it's going to be one page of stuff that you've shared here.
The first thing I remember about my childhood was moving here. My parents moved here. I went to San Diego in 1969, and I was 6 years old. And I remember not liking it. My parents were older. My mother was almost 40 when she had me. And I have a brother who's 11 years older than me. And I just remember being really different. I guess because I had an accent when I moved here, and I just really didn't feel like I fit in. Those are the first feelings I have of not fitting in anywhere. And I don't know, I don't remember much about my childhood, except that it wasn't very happy. I guess my parents were dysfunctional. You watched what you said around them for fear that somebody would fly off the handle. They didn't drink, but they didn't talk, they didn't communicate. There was no feelings in our family. No hugging, no kissing, no telling anyone that you loved them. My mother and I frequently went back to England to try and live there, but we always ended up coming back. My parents separated when I was 11, and I remember being glad about it. And once again, we went back to England, but we couldn't make it there. And we came home, and that was when I started to drink and discovering drugs. And it helped me to fit in. I'm gonna draw a blank. I just remember drinking and smoking pot, and everything was okay then. Like, I didn't feel so different. I felt like I was okay. I frequently switched groups of friends. Because I never felt like I fit in with any of them. And the drugs, I've just always experimented with anything anyone put in my hand. And I hung out with older people because I was tall and I was skinny, and I tried to act older, because I didn't like being around kids my age. I went home again to England when I was 15 to go to school, but I ended up working instead. And I came back a year later and was into punk rock. And I went to a beach high school in San Diego, and there were just me and two other girls in school that were into punk rock. Just got into the scene, which was about 50 people strong in San Diego at the time, and it was a blast. Life was a party, and I just did as many drugs as I could and worked. I always worked, drank a lot, and I felt that's like the first place I ever felt like I fit in. I had friends, I had a good time all the time. Went to a lot of shows. I felt like I was outgoing, I was able to meet people. I didn't care what people thought about me, I liked looking trashy as possible. I met my boyfriend when I was 18, and he lived in LA. So I moved to LA with him, and our using just went from different drugs till we found heroin, and that was our drug of choice in the end. And the relationship turned into a codependent relationship on both our parts, a using relationship, and we stuck together for 7 years through it. Because it was comfortable. And I always tried to stop using. I didn't want to use. Because I didn't want him to use, and I thought he had a problem. I didn't think I did. I tried all kinds of different things to stop. Went to Europe a couple times. Thought I was clean because I wasn't using, but I was drinking every day. Just was real uncomfortable with life. Hadn't done anything for 7 years. I hadn't done anything. I worked the same job for the last 4 years. Stopped going out, stopped having friends that, I only had friends that used. I surrounded myself with people that used. Just didn't do anything, nothing at all. And I finally went to a meeting because I'd heard some friends who were clean were going to some meetings, and my girlfriend and I decided we'd go. And I thought it'd be good for her because she was on methadone. And I don't know, just after that first night, I mean, we went to a meeting. And we saw a lot of people there we used to use with, friends we hadn't talked to in over a year because of their using. And we were both loaded, but we must have seen something we wanted there. I went home and finished my 10th and went back the next day straight. And that was almost 7 months ago. And it's a new life, definitely a new life. Discovering things, it's like being a kid again, like being 13 or 15 or all those feelings of how passionate life was, like just discovering, going out, going to clubs, making friends, realizing I have friends that care about me and caring about my friends, just changing, totally changing. Moved out of the relationship so I could find out what I wanted, because I didn't know. Because I don't know what I like. I don't know what I really like to do. What I would really like to do for the rest of my life as a career. I don't know what my paths are. I have no idea. But I feel like I'm discovering life. on a daily basis, like things blow me away. Just life and feelings and being there for them. And caring about people and knowing that people care about me. I don't really have a path because I'm still finding out what I like to do. I don't really know what it is at all. Just having the support around me, knowing that I've got people to turn to, trying to get comfortable in my own skin, but being able to talk about it and feeling totally alienated at times, but then again, like totally engulfed with friendship. Friendship blows me away right now. Learning to be outgoing. That's what I thought I was when I was a teenager. I thought I was outgoing. When I got clean, I realized I wasn't. I was totally uncomfortable around people. I fear people. It's like I live in a paralytic sort of fear most of the time. But every time I go through the motions of walking through a fear, it blows me away. It's great. Being clean's great. It gets hard. It gets really hard. But what keeps me clean is being too scared to use again because I don't want to go back to it. Because I know what's there. And I want to move forward. I don't have a spiritual path. I don't feel real spiritual at all. My higher powers, clubs and chasing little boys right now. But that's okay right now. I'm still clean. I think as long as I stay clean one day at a time, that's okay. I'm sure that this will get old. In fact, I know it'll get old. I'll get burned out on it. But I know that when I do get burned out on it and tired of it, that there's something there. You know, there's a program. I can turn to my program. I can turn to my friends. I don't have to turn to drugs. And I'll find something different to do. And I'll ride that wave for a while. But it's just, it's different. Everything is so different. It changes from day to day, and that's what's great. Absolutely. I mean, it just isn't the same thing every day like it was for so many years. I guess I'd like to be more spiritual, but I'm not. Perhaps that'll come in time. I don't have any destiny or path. But any light I'm following right now. I'm just going with what's in front of me at this moment. And I'm having a ball of it most of the time. I'm just having a blast. And I don't know. I mean, I know it changes, but that's okay too. Is there anything else that you want to say?
Did I ask you when you were born?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you were born?
When?
Mm-hmm.
When?
April 11th, 1963.
Thank you very much, Penelope. You did.
Thank you.